start by reading the Zechariah passage.
I'd like us, first of all, to turn in our Bibles to Zechariah chapter 9.
让我们打开圣经到撒迦利亚书第九章。
And we'll begin reading at verse 9.
我们从第九节开始。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
西安的民呢，应当大大喜乐。 耶路撒冷的民呢，应当欢呼。看来你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄必从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。As
for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit.
西安呢，我因与你立约的血。 将你中间被掳而囚的人从无水的坑中释放出来。
Well, this is Palm Sunday, and the church usually celebrates Palm Sunday with a mixture of triumph and tragedy.
那今天是棕榈节主日，通常教会在纪念棕榈节主日的时候，会带着一丝丝的喜乐、得胜和忧伤的感情在里边。
We love the happy songs that cry Hosanna. And some churches even give out palm branches to help to relive the joy of the day.
我们很非常喜欢那一首歌，叫做《何塞纳》。那甚至有些教会在这一天的时候会分发一些棕榈枝，让可以把这种欢乐的灵释放出来。But
we all know that the Hosanna stopped and were replaced by the ugly chorus of Crucify Him.
但是我们都知道，在那一天的时候，这个何塞纳的欢呼声在某一个时刻停止了，带之而来的是一个有点苦读的声音，说钉他十字架。As
a boy, I had friends who went to churches that handed out palm branches, and they wove them into crosses and hung them over their beds.
当我是一个孩子的时候，我有一些朋友，他们去的教会真的是发给大家棕榈枝，回到家里，他们就把这些棕榈枝编成。
They claim that the ashes that were used on the next Ash Wednesday came from burning the dried palm branches of the year before.
他们说在第二年的时候，那个圣灰星期三的时候用的，就是从今年的这个棕榈枝干了之后烧来而得的灰。No
matter what church we go to, it's a fitting picture of how easy it is for our love for the Lord to grow cold and our tongues to change from blessing to cursing.
那不管我们去什么样的教会，那有一个恰如其分的描述，其实就是你会发现人们是多么快的能够从爱主的火热的心变成一个冷淡的心，或者从一个赞美的口变出来一些说一些苦读的话。
In my visits here, we've been studying the great prayer of Jesus in John 17.
上一次我到大中央来的时候，我们一起学习了在约翰福音十七章耶稣那一个伟大的祷告。As
it fell to me to be here on Palm Sunday, I thought of this prophecy in Zechariah that begins with those words, "Rejoice greatly."
那当今天我来到这个棕榈主日的时候，有话连到我的是在撒迦利亚书。 他那个先知预言里边开始的那句话是讲到应当大大喜乐。
I want to use those words to go deeper into the one prayer request of Jesus in John 17:13.
那我想用这段话开始，想再更深入一点的，一起来跟大家一起学习在约翰福音17:13耶稣那个伟大的祷告。
Jesus prays that we might have the full measure of His joy within us.
那耶稣祷告的是说，我们应该是有那个非常满的喜乐。
Today we want to see just what that joy of Jesus is and how we can know it.
那今天我们就一起来一起领受看看，说耶稣那样的喜乐是一个什么样的喜乐，我们怎么样去认识并且领受它。
The first thing I want us to see is the events of Palm Sunday teach us that this joy is in Jesus as He really is, not in what we want Him to be.
我第一件想跟大家交通的是，在一个这个棕榈节的主日，想告诉我们的是，我们那个喜乐应该是基于耶稣的所是，而不是基于我们认为耶稣应该是什么样子。
When we hear Zechariah's prophecy, we see it begins with that glorious encouragement, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion."
那当我们看撒加利亚这位先知的预言的时候，他从一个荣耀的劝勉开始，他说：“西安的民呢，应当大大喜乐。”
But only two of the four Gospels cite the prophecy, despite the specific detail that is part of the fulfillment.
虽然这个预言在第一个棕榈节的主日是非常准确的应验了，但是在四本福音书里边，只有两本记载了这个事情。
Of the two that do recall that part of the prophecy is omitted.
那在即使在这两本福音书讲到这个事情的时候，有一件事情他们没有讲。
John in his gospel may help explain this.
那没讲这个大大的喜乐，所以在约翰福音他给了我们一些细节，有可能会帮助我们理解他们为什么没有讲这个大大喜乐的事情。
There is great excitement, but it's not based on a true recognition of who Jesus is or the work the Father gave him to do.
那当时在人们中间对于耶稣有一个非常心情激动的时刻，但是这个时刻并不是基于他们对耶稣所事的认知，也不是基于他们明白神差遣耶稣来是要他的使命是什么。
Remember, people are pouring into Jerusalem for the feast.
请大家记住，这些人涌向耶路撒冷是要去过节的。
Jesus is staying east of the city from the direction where most of the pilgrims from Galilee are coming.
那耶稣住在城的东边，那个方向是很多的加利利人他们从北边过来，来朝圣的那个方向。
Jesus is now at the peak of his popularity. Would he be coming to the feast?
那耶稣现在是在他最声望鼎盛的时候，那他会不会成为这个节的中心呢？
Most people knew of the hostility of the Jewish officials and the price they had put on his head.
那很多的人其实知道，在犹太的宗教领袖之间，他们对耶稣是有很大的敌意，并且他们悬赏捉拿耶稣。
And the crowds that already lived in Jerusalem have been electrified by the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead.
那已经住在耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷城周围的那些人呢，也听说了拉撒路复活的事情。
In that holiday atmosphere, it was easy to see how a spontaneous demonstration started once Jesus is recognized.
所以你可以想象，在当时那个节日的气氛当中，当一旦耶稣被认出来的时候，人们是怎么样自发地形成了那么大的一个欢呼的游行。
And Jesus is intentional.About riding on a donkey to fulfill the prophecy.
耶稣也是有意的骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷，要应验先知的预言。
Despite the danger, Jesus is presenting himself to the nation in a very public way.
耶稣是知道面前的危险，但是他仍然用公开的方式来到耶路撒冷。
But John has prepared us for what is really going on in the hearts of the people.
但是我人们的心里边到底是怎么样子，其实约翰是有一个伏笔的。
Way back in John 2, he tells us not to trust popular reaction to Jesus.
那 早在约翰福音的第二章，约翰就告诉我们，我们不要相信人们对耶稣的那种好像是非常急切的跟随。
They believed in his name when they saw the miracles, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew what was in their heart.
他们看到耶稣所行的神迹的时候，他们是相信耶稣的名，但是圣经说耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
John also tells us of Jesus' concern with the motives of the people from Galilee.
那约翰也告诉我们，面对从加利利来的这些人群，耶稣心里边的顾虑是什么。
John 6 says that Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force when he fed the multitudes, withdrew again to the mountains by himself.
那耶稣其实知道众人要强逼他做王，所以他在那个时候是独自退到山上去了。
So the crowd from Galilee where Jesus performed most of his miracles was primed for this celebration.
所以因为耶稣行的所有的神迹都是在加利利的，那当这些加利利人来到这里的时候，他们的这个反应就非常应景了。
And the Jerusalem crowd was animated by the resurrection of Lazarus.
而在耶路撒冷的人呢，他们也因为拉撒路的复活这件事情而心情激动。
In John 11, John says that they kept looking for Jesus and asked one another,Do you think he's coming to the feast at all?
那在约翰福音的十一章，他说他们就在到处寻找耶稣，并且彼此询问说，你们的意思如何？
And in John 12, in the excitement, even Lazarus was becoming a tourist attraction.
那到了约翰福音的十二章，他写到，即使拉撒路本身就成为了吸引人们到来的一个因素。
It didn't take much to create one spectacular parade of welcome for Jesus.
那其实不需要再说更多了，人们就很自然的，其实稍带一些投机的心理，形成了这么一个欢迎耶稣的游行。
The noise of the Galilean crowd coming down the Mount of Olives, which was easily seen from the heights of the city.
那当这些加利利人从橄榄山下来的时候，他们那个欢呼声是很容易被耶路撒冷城的人听到的，因为那个城在高处。
That inspired the people in the city to go meet the pilgrims from the east.
那这也激动了城里的人，也涌出来去跟外边的这些来朝圣的人会合。
It inspired the Pharisees to say in their jealousy, "Look how the whole world has gone after him."
这些甚至在法利赛人的这些宗教领袖心里边引起了一些嫉妒，他们说。看呢，世人都随从他去了。
So this is the situation.
那现在在当时的光景总结是这样的。
The Jewish leaders were not looking for anyone, Messiah or not, to replace their privileged position.
这些犹太的宗教领袖当然不会去寻找任何一个人来代替他们的地位，不管那个人是弥赛亚还是不是弥赛亚。
This welcome parade was in no way official.
所以这一个欢呼的游行绝对不是官方组织的。
The crowds, whether from the north or the south, weren't looking for the kind of Messiah that Jesus was.
而且群众呢，不管是从北边来的还是从南面来的，他们都不是在寻找那个应该真正的弥赛亚是什么样子的。
They were looking for a political savior that would reestablish another Jewish golden age.
他们其实寻找的是一个宗教的领袖，来帮助他们可以恢复所谓的犹太的黄金时代。
Most scholars agree that the cries of Hosanna and kingship that came from the crowd was a surface nationalistic pride.
很多的学者相信，当时他们能够呼喊何萨那，那个声音是来自于一种很浅层的民族自豪感。
It was not rooted in any spirit of cooperation with God's plan.
而不是从内心深处对神的计划的一种顺服和遵从而出来的。
Most missed the point of who he was and what he was doing.
大多数人都丢掉了耶稣是谁和他来了要做什么。
I believe that is why the Spirit of God withholds the words of rejoicing from the text of those who report.Palm Sunday.
所以在第一个棕榈节的时候，当这个福音书记载那个时刻， 他们没有讲到大大的喜乐这个事情，我想这大概是其中的原因。
In fact, the real condition of the city is mourned by Jesus that same day.
其实就在那一天，那个耶路撒冷城是耶稣面对那个耶路撒冷城的时候，是为他哀哭的。
Before he descends to the city, he weeps over the city.
他在到这个耶路撒冷之前，他为耶路撒冷哀哭。
He says, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. They will not leave one stone on another." Because you did not recognize the time of God's visitation to you.
他说巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这是现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。他后来又说到说，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因为你不知道你的时候，眷顾你的时候。
Jesus sees the occasion as a day of weeping, not rejoicing.
所以在那一天，在耶稣的心中是一个哭泣的一天，而不是一个欢呼的时候。
So how does this relate to understanding how we might have the joy of Jesus in our lives?
那我们今天会不会有真正的关于耶稣的喜乐？那这件事情跟我们今天又有什么关系呢？
Friends, we will never experience the fullness of the joy of Jesus unless it is based on who he is.Not who we want him to be.
朋友们，我可以告诉我们永远不会知道那个真正的喜乐是什么。如果我们不知道那个，不把那个喜乐建立在耶稣的所事，而只是想让耶稣成为我们希望他成为的样子的话。
They wanted a military conqueror to break the power of Rome.
他们是希望一个像一个军队的元帅一样，可以打破。罗马的统治。
But God was sending a redeemer to break the power of sin by hanging on that Roman cross.
但是神所差遣的是一位救赎主，他要打破罪的权势，他要被挂在十字架上。
They wanted a political savior who would restore the glory of a nation.
他们希望得到一个政治的领袖，可以帮助他们恢复国家的荣耀。
But Jesus came to open the way for the nations to stream into the kingdom of God with praise and rejoicing.
但是耶稣来了，说却要是给他们一个路，让他们从这条路要进入神的国度，带着赞美和欢呼。
They could have seen him as the Lord of glory over all circumstances.
他们本可以在任何环境都把他当成荣耀的主来对待。
That's why we're told in such detail in the Gospels.How the Lord knew where they could find the donkey and her colt, and how the Lord Jesus is seen to master all the small details throughout Holy Week.
所以在福音书里的这记载着许多的细节，其实让我们看到主知道他们可以在哪里找到那头驴和驴驹子，看到主如何在任何的细节上都有他的主权。
Brothers and sisters,We live in a profoundly selfish age.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们所处的时代是一个非常自私的时代。
Are we sure that we are worshiping and serving the Lord Jesus as he is and not as we wish him to be?
我们有没有把握说我们在敬拜和侍奉主的时候是基于他的所事而不是基于我们的期望？
Some use Jesus like a magic charm.Thinking he will make all our wishes come true.
有的人把耶稣当成一个像魔术棒一样，他可以让我们的梦想变成现实。
Some treat him like a vending machine, drop in a prayer and out comes what you want.
那有的人就好像把耶稣当成一个像一个自动售货机一样，把祷告投进去，一个好的结果就出来。
Some conceive of the Lord like an indulgent uncle who's all candy and gifts.Who only makes us feel good.
那有的人觉得耶稣好像就像那一位开心的大叔一样，随时带着礼物和糖果哄我们开心。
But if we insist on turning Jesus in what we want him to be, we're no different from idol makers who carve a statue with their own hands and then bow down and worship it.
但如果我们坚持是把耶稣当作那一个我们希望他成为的那个样子， 那我们就跟那些用自己的手去制造偶像然后敬拜偶像的人没有区别。
When I was a boy, the preachers used to say, in our lives, he is either Lord of all or not Lord at all.
当我还是一个孩子的时候，我的牧师经常讲一句话，他说，说耶稣要么是一切的主，要么他就。
Of course, that's not quite accurate. He's Lord whether I acknowledge it or not.
当然这也不是非常准确，因为不管我们承认与否，他仍然是。
But if we desire to know the joy of Jesus, He must be Lord of our lives.
但是如果我们要领会主的喜乐真的是什么，我们必须要让他成为我们生活的主。
We must see Him as He is, as the Lord of glory, who not only demands our surrender, but deserves our love and faithful service.
我们不单单是应该降服于他，而且应该爱他，忠心侍奉他。
Secondly, I'd like to see that the joy of Jesus is seen in the example of Jesus.
那第二件事情我想跟大家交通的是，真正的喜乐是可以从耶稣身体力行的榜样体现出来。
When we investigate the scriptures, it may seem difficult to find occasions where the joy of Jesus is expressed.
那当我们继续看这个经文的时候，我们会发现很难发现那耶稣的喜乐到底体现在哪里呢？
We are, after all, dealing with the man of sorrows.
因为我们看到的更像一个伤心的人。
Like his peace, which is not as the world gives, the joy of Jesus will be different from what the world calls joy.
其实就如同他的平安跟这个世界所给的平安是不一样的，那主耶稣真正的喜乐也跟这个世界所认可的喜乐不同。
It's not something that's put on like a T-shirt that says, Smile, God loves you.
它不像我们只是把一个 T-shirt 穿在身上，上面写上字说，笑吧，神爱你们。
It's not a grin we put on to mask our heartaches and give the impression that we're all happy pilgrims on the way to heaven.
它也不是一个像一个笑脸面具，我们可以用它来遮挡我们内心的痛苦，而表现的像是高高兴兴的走天路一样。
True joy is not something we put on. It's rather an experience from the depths of our being.
真正的喜乐不是我们可以装出来的，真正的喜乐乃是从我们内心深处的经历出来的。
It's produced by the Holy Spirit when He has given control of our hearts and temperaments.
它是从圣灵而出来，当我们把圣灵放在一个地位可以管制我们的时候，那个真正的喜乐才可以出来。
Then it's demonstrated in our lives because we're believers.
然后在我们的生活里边就会显现出来，因为我们是真信他。
The joy of Jesus is seen in just that way, demonstrated by who he is, his priorities, and his choices.
那耶稣的喜乐就是用这种方式表现出来，表现在他的所事和他在任何事情上的时候，你会看到他优先做什么。
We see it in his willingness to move toward the things that most people would resist because it might intrude on our right to pursue happiness.
你会看到耶稣会就近一些人或者事，而且人和事其他的人要离开，不愿意去碰他们，因为他们怕接触到那样的事情会影响他们自己的喜乐。
We can only touch upon two examples.
那我们就稍微提两个例子。
The first is in John 4.
第一个在约翰福音第四章。
The disciples have left Jesus by the town well while they go search for food.
那门徒把耶稣留在井旁，然后他们就去城里买东西了。
While there, Jesus encounters a Samaritan woman in deep spiritual need and ministers to her.
在那个井旁，耶稣就发现了那个撒玛利亚妇人，她内心是有非常大的需求，所以耶稣就服侍她。
Most Jewish rabbis would have walked away to avoid her.
而很多的，如果是换作犹太的拉比的话，他们早就从他身边走开了。
The disciples return and are surprised by Jesus associating with a Samaritan woman of questionable character.
当门徒买东西回来的时候，他们发现他们的主在跟这个女人好像品格有一些问题，所以他们感到非常吃惊。
When she leaves, there's an uncomfortable silence.
当这个女人离开的时候，你会感觉到有一个不安的安静。
And Jesus does not appear to be interested in the food they brought.
耶稣看起来好像对他们买回来的食物并不是非常感兴趣。
So one of them says, Rabbi, eat something.
所以他们其中一个门徒就说，拉比，请吃东西吧。
But Jesus says to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about.
但是耶稣跟他们说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。
So now they're really worried and wonder if someone brought Jesus non-kosher food.
那现在他们就真的很担心了，然后他们的主是不是吃了别人给他拿来的不洁净的食物呢？
Then Jesus says something to them that's the key to reveal what the joy of Jesus is.
那现在耶稣就跟他们说了一段话，而这段话是真正的一个关键，可以揭开真正的喜乐应该是什么。
It's also a key verse for the Holy Week ahead of us.
这也是我们前面要面对这个星期的一个要节。
Jesus said, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
I think most of us can understand what Jesus is saying here.
那我相信我们所有人都知道耶稣在这里说的是什么。
Everybody knows that the food we eat is a physical source of strength.
我们也知道我们所吃的食物是我们身体力量的来源。
Most would also agree that it's a significant source of comfort and joy.
也有很多人相信这些食物跟我们自己的喜乐密不可分。
Just ask a small group of people how much lively conversation comes when you ask them what their favorite meal is.
如果你有一个非常小的团契聚会的话，你问一问每一个人最喜欢的食物是什么，那一定是非常有意思的。
Jesus is teaching the disciples that the human heart can have another source of strength and joy besides satisfying physical appetites.
耶稣在这里教导门徒的是，除了人们所需要的这种身体上的食物之外，还有一种更大的满足是来自灵里面的。
He had already said to them, Is not life more than food and the body more important than clothes?
其实他以前也曾经告诉他们说，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Here he demonstrates what he means.
这里他就把他这个真正的意思来表现出来了。
He describes the satisfaction that we were created for.
他跟我们讲给我们的是，我们被造那个真正的喜乐到底在哪里？
The joy that only comes from knowing and doing the will of God.
那个喜乐只能是来自于领会并且遵行神的旨意。
Jesus had confronted this in the wilderness and he told us what the source is.
那耶稣曾经在旷野里受试探的时候面对这个问题。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Friends, the serpent confronted Eve and Adam with this question.
朋友们，当那个蛇在伊甸园里边到了亚当和夏娃面前的时候，问了他们一个问题。
Would Adam live by what the Lord told him? Or would he accept the possibility that there was a better or a different way?
亚当，你是要完全依靠神的话而活呢，还是你想寻求另外一种可能性，是用另外的方法，也许更好呢？
You know the answer, and humanity has been trying to find alternative sources of joy and strength ever since.
我们都知道答案，因为从那个时候开始，人类就已经走到了一条路上，试图用别的方法来获得满足。
When Jesus came, he chose the word and will of his Father.
但是当耶稣来的时候，他是选择了神的话和神的旨意。
It was not always easy.
这不总是容易的。
The Garden of Gethsemane is the other example I would offer.
因为我跟大家分享另外一个例子，是发生在科西玛尼园的事情。
He knew the Father's will was to take the bitter cup that had the curse of the sins of the world. And accept the Father's judgment for that sin in his wretched death upon the cross.
耶稣知道神的旨意是要让他喝那个杯，而这个杯里是盛装了罪的惩罚。他也要接受神的一个审判，是因为罪而要把他钉在十字架上。
We can only guess at the anguish of those moments of that prayer that ended with, "My Father, may your will be done."
那我们今天说知道耶稣的那个祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
The Bible says that Jesus accepted the cup.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣领受了那个杯。
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
说他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
The joy of Jesus was knowing and doing the Father's will and finishing well.
耶稣的喜乐是要领受并且遵行父的旨意，而且完成父的旨意。
When he cried, "It is finished," it was not a cry of defeat, but of victory.
当他说成了，他并不是在说一个被打败的，而是在宣告一个得胜。
The will of God ought to be the source of our strength and satisfaction.
神的旨意应该成我们一切力量和喜乐的源泉。
Do we see it as a heavy burden?
那我们会不会把这觉得是一个很沉重的负担呢？
Jesus viewed this work as nourishment for his soul.
但耶稣看这件事情，却是把它看作是他里面灵里边真正的营养需要。
The book of Hebrews puts this verse from Psalm 40 on the lips of Jesus.
在希伯来书里边，作者把诗篇四十篇的这节经文用耶稣的口说出来。
I delight to do your will, O God, and your law is in my heart.
我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
We started today in Zechariah's prophecy.
今天我们的信息开始是从撒加利亚的预言开始的。
We noted that while much of the prophecy was fulfilled on that Palm Sunday, the rejoicing in the deepest sense meant by the prophet was not.
我们知道在第一个宗礼节主日的时候，这个预言是在细节上应验了，但是并不是应验在它那个真正的含义，是那个喜乐从哪里来这件事情上。
So where does the rejoicing fit in on this Palm Sunday?
那在今天我们所在的一个棕榈节主日，这个大大的喜乐要在哪里呢？
First of all, because Jesus finished the work his Father sent him to do, there was great rejoicing in heaven when Jesus took his place at the Father's right hand.
那首先因为耶稣遵从了父的旨意，完成了父的旨意，他在坐在天父右边的时候，那个天上有一个大大的欢喜。
That rejoicing is relived and magnified every time a sinner believes that Jesus died and rose again for his or her sin.
那这种欢喜是每当有一个罪人悔改信主的时候，这个欢喜又体现出来。
Jesus said there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
就是说一个罪人悔改在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Is there anyone here today who needs to confess faith in Jesus for the first time?
那今天在座的有没有人是第一次愿意来到主的面前，要承认我们愿意接受耶稣为主，来承认我们的罪？
Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to set the angels rejoicing.
如果是这样，在今天就是你得救的那一天，就是我们让天使欢喜快乐的那一天。
I also see the possibility of another means of rejoicing in Zechariah.
从撒加利亚我也看到另外一个方面关于这个真正的喜乐。
He says, "Rejoice greatly, see your king is coming to you."
他说要大大的喜乐，看呢，你的王到你这里来。
I believe many of us do not experience the joy of Jesus because we have yet to crown him as king of our lives and lord of all.
那也许我们中间还有的人没有经历那个完全的耶稣的喜乐，因为我们还没有冠他为王，让他在我们的生命中做王。
Something or someone else is on the throne of our hearts.
也许还有其他的事情，其他的人仍然在我们心中处在那个宝座上。
God's will may be important to us, but it's not supremely important.
神的旨意 可以是对我们非常重要，但是也许在我们的光景里边，神的旨意没有那么超越一切的重要。
That is what robbed that first Palm Sunday of this prophetic joy.
而这件事情正是在第一个棕榈节主日把人的真正的喜乐而抓走的。
Is it robbing you of the joy of Jesus on this Palm Sunday?
那你有没有让这件事情把你今天的喜乐被拿走呢？
My father used to sing as he worked around the house.
我的父亲经常在他做房子周围在做一些事情的时候，他唱一首歌。
One of those songs come to mind today.
其中的一首歌今天也临到我的脑海里。
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly, fervently prayed.
你是否渴望充满信心、平安、甘甜？是否曾挣扎、祷告不息？
But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid.
但是安息何难得，祝福何难寻，除非将一切献于祭坛。
Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? In your heart, does the Spirit control?
是否你已经把一切献于祭坛？是否你的心已经归圣灵掌管？
You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul.
你必能得平安，充满安息甘甜，正当将一切献于祭坛。
Our Heavenly Father, we pray that our hearts will respond to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, that if there's anyone here who knows not Christ, that they'll set the angels rejoicing in this moment, and that Jesus will be King in all our hearts, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. 亲爱的天父，我们感谢你愿意我们的心今天能够回应圣灵在我们里边的工作，也是当每一个人如果有人愿意在你面前悔改的时候，愿天使在天上一起欢喜快乐。奉主耶稣的名， Amen。